prescribed limit.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. This is the second hour of the George Plaster Show.
He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides.
Get in on the George Plaster Show. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Or online at WNSR.com. And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
And welcome into hour number two of the show on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Boy, I hope you get the chance at some point to get out there and enjoy what is a mid-fall, mid-October, beautiful day. Weekend, just check the weekend real quickly. The weather.
What are you, Bob Lovertini all of a sudden? What?
72 tomorrow and Saturday, no rain. Sunday, 78 and sunny. Hello, Pogie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for that update.
Yeah, I mean, appreciate that's info that people want.
And it's needed.
They care about their weather.
Yeah. What about the barometric pressure? How's that working out over
right
there?
Right now, see, when it gets to be clear skies, the barometric pressure goes up.
Can you still name every county in the mid-state on snowbird there?
Because
you used to be able to. You can name every county in the mid-state.
Cheatham, Clay, Dixon, Decatur, DeKalb, Fentress, Grundy, Lewis, Lincoln. Don't forget Todd Christian and Muhlenberg up in Kentucky.
Yeah. You missed the best one.
Wayne, Warren, White, Pickett, Putnam, you know, Stewart, Trousdale. There are a bunch of them.
Still missed another P.
Okay. What's that?
Perry.
Perry, yes.
Attaboy.
Perry seems fixed on that.
I don't know that either the West State or the Mid State claims Perry County, but anyway.
So we're here for other reasons than the weather. Mm-hmm. It's time for review of underdog picks and all that kind of stuff.
Well, first let me say hello, as always, to Watson and Terry. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Folks, doing well. Good, babe.
Been listening. Sounding good. This is how it happened last week, okay? Week six. The director, George Plaster, picked first. He took Temple plus 5.5. And winner, winner,
chicken dinner.
Temple wins 30-28, and you are off the snide.
Yeah. Match game 77?
What? Don't look at me.
He just took the easy route there. First of all, I'm sorry that it happened to a former school that I broadcast against, but I need the win worse than Memphis. I'll just be honest. I think
you're
for self,
still a long way from being bowl eligible, George.
Yeah, I know that. Terry, thank you so much for your
Terry,
for
good
your
one.
Encouragement.
Like that. Good one, Terry.
Go Astros. What? Here's what it did, Pogie. It took a man who was deep in the gutter, lying face down, and I've picked myself up. I've gotten the mud off, and there's a self-esteem issue here. I'm feeling better.
Blind hog found an acorn sooner or later, you know?
Well, we said we'd have a parade, right?
Thank you as well, Watson.
From the funeral home down to Burger King, we can stop at the adult store there along the way. But anyway, so congratulations,
yeah.
George.
Can I say one other thing?
Yeah.
What I didn't appreciate a couple of minutes ago, there are a couple of things I don't appreciate. Terry's little cheap shot, Watson's little cheap shot. But Jay sits over there a few minutes ago before we go on the air and says, well, Memphis got screwed at the end. Why did you have to throw that out there?
Just throwing it out there. Because it's true.
You think the officials did something on purpose?
I think you bought them out.
Jay.
No. No. He's way too cheap to buy them out, baby. That ain't happening now. I'm telling you right now.
Moving swiftly right along.
Terry McCormick. Hello, Terry. Mr. McCormick picked second. He took Texas plus 10.5, going for the double-digit win against Oklahoma. Close game, but Oklahoma wins 34-27.
Longhorns just couldn't get it done. They played well, but just didn't quite have enough.
Terry, did you watch the game?
I watched parts of it. Yes, I did.
Okay. And what did you think?
For the longest time, it was a very low-scoring game. Then all of a sudden, both teams kind of kicked it into gear offensively, and it turned into a typical Big 12 shootout, as evidenced by the final score.
Okay. Thank you for your analysis.
Yes.
Pogue?
Greg Pogue went third.
Are we going to start this third-person crap again? You just say me?
Me went third.
Me went third.
Me went
okay.
third.
Dunn went third.
Me done gone there and picked UT Vols to win that game up there over Mississippi State. That's
and
what
by
they,
golly,
that,
they
that's
did.
That's what they did.
Uh-huh. Were you rooting for them?
Yes. I mean, I'm for the University of Pogue first, okay?
It's kind of a me.
Yeah, it's the UP.
Okay.
Or the PU.
Or the P. That wasn't bad, really. But he's not allowed to be funny anymore, right? So I took the Vols plus 7 winner, so I get the 7 points, and took the Vols to win, and they did.
That's wonderful. And I'm so happy for you.
Well, I resemble that remark. As a matter of fact, I feel the same way, even probably double sincerely about you, George.
Really?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And how did Watson do?
Watson Brown, the coach, took West Virginia plus 10 at home against Iowa State. And I think it was at Morgantown. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Iowa State blew them out 38-14.
Watson, more and more, I'm starting to see the picture of why Dana Holgorsen went to Houston.
It showed that early, but I'm dumb enough to pick them, so what the heck?
They're not very good.
No, they can't stop anybody, can they? They really struggle on the defensive side.
Pogue, where does this bring us in the standings?
Well, through 6 weeks, lead the pack at 19 points. I've gotten 3 of 6 correctly. Watson Brown is second with 13 points. He has got 3 of 6 correctly. Terry McCormick, 8 points, 2 of 6. And then George Plaster, way off in the distance, with a 1 pick correct this year, 5.5 points.
Well, let me say this. Okay, Terry sits there and makes all those snide comments, but it's not as though he's been the 27 Yankees. If you look at the standings, I'm right there with him.
More like the 72 Yankees. Or mediocre.
The ones that played at Shea Stadium.
Yes. You know, the ones that ran the likes of Jerry Kinney and Horace Clark out there.
Wow. Those are some good names. Roy White.
Roy White was a pretty good player. Bobby Mercer, Thurman Munson. They basically had 3 hitters.
Yeah.
Munson, Mercer, and White.
Jim Boughton was not a part of that, was he?
No.
No. Okay, so obviously when we come back, we'll have this week's picks. Jay, do you have the music? Do you have it in the proper order? Are you organized and ready?
I am.
Yep. When we come back, Terry, then myself, Watson, and Plaz, that will be the order.
We look forward to that. That'll be exciting. Stick around from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-649-4584 or go online, lynchtreeserve@aol.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Ensworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade coeducational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at ensworth.com to learn more.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA football. It's a heavyweight showdown from Happy Valley as the 7th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions host the 16th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Tiki Barber and me for all the action as these two Big Ten powerhouses collide. Can Sean Clifford and Penn State remain perfect on the year, or will Shea Patterson and Michigan earn a tough road victory? It's Penn State and Michigan. If it's college football, it's right here.
.316, as we welcome all of you back, we're about to do all of the underdog picks for the week. Pokester, who is our commissioner, is in studio wearing his Texas Longhorn shirt. Yeah. Burnt orange.
A little burnt orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Autumn-y. I'm sort of autumn-y.
Yeah. So you're ready to roll?
Yeah, let everybody know the numbers that we use come from VegasInsider.com. You can just go there and the Vegas odds under the college football link, and they're up to date. As always, on the clock. Go ahead, George. I'm
Terry, is that affiliated at all with Titan Insider?
I don't think so. We may have to give them a call and see if they'd like to be affiliated.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Up first, Terry McCormick.
Back away. It's going back.
After the month,
going, yeah. What was that, Terry?
I said, after the Monkees' good luck streak ran out for me and the Nats failed me last week, we're going with the best. We're going with the Beatles.
Absolutely. Watson, that's back in your era.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, the song is Day Tripper.
Right.
Which Terry was a few weeks ago on that OxyContin that he was doing.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, totally unnecessary.
Oh, gosh. Guys, I got to say going into this that in looking at the options available, there are not a lot that are real attractive. Seems like there's a lot of games where there's 2 or 3 points and a lot of games where there's 23 points. neither of which really appeals to me. But I'm going to go along this theme. The Washington Nationals, perennial underachievers, correct? Finally broke through, made it to the World Series. Steven Strasburg, a perennial underachiever, leading the way. So it's time for some of these underachievers to come out and get a big win.
Rutgers?
And my pick is, no, not that big of an. They're a non-achiever.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines to win at Happy Valley.
By the way, Terry, if you know, as you watch the game, it doesn't go the way you want, you can turn the picture off. We're carrying the game here on WNSR, and you can just listen to it.
Absolutely. I can do that.
Cry in your beer. Pogi, don't you have to say something? Michigan is a 9-point underdog.
Okay, is it 9? Okay, I just want to make sure that we're working off the right number. Okay, thank you very much.
What site are you on?
I just told you 2 seconds ago, George.
Okay. Seems like you're a little slow, though, in getting the number
Well,
out
yeah,
there.
I wrote it down, Michigan plus 9.
There was a lengthy pause.
All right, Greg Pogue is next. All right.
Back to third person, are we?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm. By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack.
Oh, that is so cheap.
Thank you very much.
Watson, your reaction to that music.
Yeah, sometimes the truth hurts. As soon as I heard it, I said, "Oop, know what that one is."
Wow.
I caught that one quick.
Wow.
I can't wait for Georgie's. There's no telling what the heck will come.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he wins one time, and we may be.
Somebody going to wind up with Lonesome Losers. They're team music.
Yeah, there's a tear in my beer, that kind of thing. So. I like Terry's pick, by the way. I had it flagged. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, but I'm going with 19 points. I'm going for the big hit to get the separation, and just that way I can just cruise through November on in
really?
And just take it to the house and get this thing over with quickly.
Rutgers.
All right, so I am going to take Arizona State plus 14. This is a team that's, what, 5-1, 6-1 at Utah, and I think Utah's overrated. So I like 14, Arizona State, plus the 14.
I got to admit, I like that pick.
I considered it.
It's a lot of points, even if you're not even wanting the upset.
Wow. Herm,
yeah.
Herm could do it. Listen, he could get that game into a 20-17 kind of deal, which is what he'll try to do. I'm with you. Utah's good. They're not that good.
Well, I won with Arizona State earlier this year. It's one of my two wins, and their defense keeps them in a lot of ball games.
Yep, they're pretty tough. Good pick, Pogi.
All right, that brings us next to Coach Brown. Watson?
Have we got any music, or is it?
It's on a – yeah. Apparently
it's
on a tape.
It's on a loop.
It's on a tape delay.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
I guess I don't need to call in and get a song, does I? It's just going to be took care of. Thank you very much.
Was that a big hit for him?
Oh, no. I think that one was... That one I didn't even know was coming.
I think so that
I wonder
was
who
that.
Put that one up. That sounds like another Pogi deal.
Well, no, but I'll tell you, I think I know what it was. I've obviously Johnny Cash, but that's something he recorded really late in life with Jack White producing it. Am I correct with that?
You are correct.
There you go. And it won a Grammy as well. This was done maybe a few years before he passed.
So let me make sure I've got this right. Watson did not pick this.
Nor did I.
Who did? Who picked this music?
Don't look at me.
This guy.
Jay, you picked that?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Hey, Watson.
It's a wonderful song.
Watson, text me what song you want every Thursday morning. I'll get it to Jay, okay?
Poster, I'll do that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Watson.
Did you think this was a song that Watson would relate to?
I thought he would like because it's talking about, you know, we're going to cut you down. I don't know.
Well, it's talking about getting caught. I got caught. Pokes, he passed me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't.
Watson, on a scale.
That's where I was coming from. I said, oh, somebody's really being a little smart aleck sitting over there.
I had no idea.
See what you do, Jay?
I'm just going to show up.
Hey, just don't think. Just don't think.
You got it. I'm just going to hit buttons.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Watson, with 10 being the most satisfied, how do you feel about that music?
I like the music, to tell you the truth. Really? But I thought it was done for a purpose. That's what I was saying.
It was not. I just thought you would like the song. Yeah. Coach.
I did like the song. I did. I agree with you 100%. I will not pick that one next week, but I did like that song.
Just in general, that is a good choice, but I don't know if it fit right now. But anyway, go ahead, George. All right.
It's better than Dynamite.
All right.
No.
Watson has a pick coming, correct? Have we gotten anything out of him yet?
No.
Go, Watson. No.
Okay, I'm going to take Mississippi over Texas A&M. I think they get 6. Am I right, folks?
Yes.
Taking the Rebels over the Aggies. Think it's going to be a close game either way. We'll see.
Ole Miss +6.
+6.
Yeah. George, what do you think about that?
I don't know. When I watch Ole Miss, I don't know.
Well,
I'm befuddled.
We sense that, yes. And
so what else is new?
Actually, Ole Miss is getting 6.5, to be honest. So there you go.
6.5, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Well, I don't know. I know where he's going with it. He's going with the home underdog. Within a touch.
With as many points as I could find.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Up next, George Plaster.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself.
Suddenly I'm upon top of the world.
Should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I'd...
The theme music to The Greatest American Hero about 40
Joey
years
Carberry.
Ago. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Boys and girls, gather around because Daddy is home and he's about to pick a second winner in a row. The eyes of the nation will be upon this game. Jonesboro, Arkansas. The scene for tonight's upset. Arkansas State to beat Lafayette.
George, how many people do you anticipate being in the stands for that barn burner?
Not many.
The Raging Cajuns are giving what is Arkansas State now? The Wolves?
They are the
Red
Wolves.
The Red Wolves. I know they changed their name for PC people.
How about them Red Wolves?
But Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, are giving the Arkansas State plus... So it's 6.5, George, is what the man's trying to say.
Right. How about them Red Wolves?
Plus, I have a clarification here on something. I looked this up, made sure that I was right. I had taken Arizona State +14. It's actually 13.5. I'm taking a half away from me.
Yeah, honorable.
Well, thank
on
you
your
very
end.
Much. Yeah. I may run for a second term now.
Can you just review where we are?
And I found it ironic that you were on your song. What's the title of that song that you had? I'm on top
Greatest
of the
American Hero.
Top of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And still in last place. So good.
Well, when you're 0-4, y'all want to hear that again, don't you?
No, it's 0.16. You've come up a little.
Still Blutoski.
0.0.
Thank you. Review, Pogi.
Terry McCormick took Michigan plus the 9. Greg Pogue, me, took Arizona plus 13.5. Watson Brown, Ole Miss plus 6.5. And George Plaster on top of the world there with a 1 win out of 6 so far, plus 6.5. I'm glad it doesn't do much. It doesn't take you to get very happy, George.
Look.
So, anyway, plus
it's,
6.5.
It's been a law of diminishing returns for a while. Did anybody consider South Carolina?
No, but I considered Baylor getting 4 at Arizona State. I mean, Oklahoma State.
Baylor is undefeated. Now, it took everything they had a week ago to beat Texas Tech. I believe I'm trying to think, did that game go to overtime or did it end in a goofy ending at the end? Either way, Baylor was fortunate to win, but they are one of the undefeateds left out there.
I thought about go ahead.
Other one I liked, folks. I liked it just didn't have enough points. I like BYU over Boise. I like that.
Yeah, was
one,
it like 3.5, something like that? Yeah, it wasn't much.
1.5 now.
Oh, it, what? Yeah, what about Maryland at home?
Hold on a second. Boise is 7 at BYU.
Yeah, Boise 7 at BYU.
I wouldn't take Kalani Sitake again if you gave me all the money in the world.
It's 7, huh? I might have taken that one if I'd known that.
Yep. Go ahead, Pogi.
And I thought about Maryland getting 5.5 at
Me
home
too.
From Indiana. At what moment does Indiana go on the road and scare anybody?
Yeah.
You know, so
there go.
So go what?
Review.
Okay, I just did that, and the standings, I'm leading with 19 points.
Watson, wait a minute. You didn't review all the picks.
I did. I said you took Arkansas George Plaster. What did I leave out?
I don't know. Maybe I may
I'm
not
pretty
have
sure
been,
you said Arkansas
okay,
State.
Okay, I may not
plus,
have been listening.
Yeah,
my
I know
apology.
I get that a lot. Arkansas State, I can get that at home. Arkansas State plus 6.5, Mr. Plaster. Watson plus 6.5 with Ole Miss. I've got Arizona State plus 13.5, and Terry's got Michigan plus 9. The standings, I'm leading 19, Watson
There's
with 13,
no
Terry McCormick with
8,
and George Plaster on top of the world at 5.5 points in last place.
Pogi, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Your visit. It was heartwarming.
See you guys.
See you, folks.
See ya.
Hey, Watson, text me your song. Text me your song, okay?
I will. All I'll right. get you one.
It's got to be better than that whatever got played this week. God, it was awful.
That's a good song.
Jay is so down about
that. I'll take up for Jay on that.
I think he was really proud of that.
I just thought there was a little – I think there was a little cheap shot in that one just a little bit.
Do you? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to the break, and then we'll open up some phone lines. Yeah, let's find out what is on y'all's mind. You're out there driving around. I want you to creatively use your phone. God knows we don't want you to do anything against the law. But dial us up at 844-5600. Tell us what may be on your mind. Hit the phones. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
I want you to listen really close to a message from the folks at ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis. Your credit reports are your financial report card. A good credit report is necessary to get a mortgage, car loan, and credit cards. Even getting rental housing insurance or a job is dependent on your credit report. Here's what blows me away. 40 million consumers have an error on their credit report, and 2 million of those are so serious they're likely being overcharged for mortgages, credit card debts, auto loans, insurance policies, and other financial obligations. If you want to know more about your credit report, I want you to contact Bill Kalutis at ShieldLawGroup.com or call Bill at 615-742-8020. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
What you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here, there's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
Bi-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan Forecast. For today, sunny and cooler with a high only of 65. Tonight's going to be clear with a low 42. Friday will warm up a little bit, perfect fall day, sunshine with a high 72. And this weekend, mostly sunny skies with an average high of 75. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Shannon Holly.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Here on the show, we will head to the phones in just a second, but some breaking news locally that needs to be brought up.
Tennessee State University Athletics Director Teresa Phillips, who went there in 1989 as the head women's basketball coach, she was named AD in 2002, has announced that she will retire.
Yeah.
She's going to retire effective June 30th, 2020. And so, of course, I work, obviously do their coaches' shows and do their games and think a lot of Teresa.
She's a good woman.
Yeah, in a lot of ways has had to fight a bear with a switch a lot of times. So she's a good woman and I thought did a really nice, I think the world of her. She's
amen.
Really, I do. She's a good, and her son Kyle, is playing for the Jets. Right
I know.
Now.
He's
maybe,
killing it.
Maybe that's what it is. She wants to go see. But anyway, and I know more will come out, but she is going to be retiring at the end of this fiscal year.
I hope she stays in some form or fashion in athletics because. Mm-hmm. She's been a real positive in the athletic world. Thanks for sharing
that. All right. See you guys.
Yep.
Let's
first
go.
Class, guys.
Absolutely.
She really is.
Let's go. Mark on line two. Mark, welcome into WNSR.
Hello, George. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I would like to talk about Marcus Mariota and the Vanderbilt Commodores football situation.
Let's do it.
I don't think we should bench Marcus, George. I think we need to use him differently.
Okay, take that a little farther.
I think that he's a below-average drop-back quarterback, and I think he is above-average when we can roll him out, get him outside the tackle, let him run or throw, and I feel like that we've kept him from doing that because we're afraid he's going to get hurt. But we're not going to re-sign him. And I'm not saying that he should rush the ball 20 times a game, but he needs to run the ball 2-3 times a quarter. That would add 4 or 5 first downs a game. And I think that we would be using him like he needs to be used. And then if he gets hurt, put Tannehill in. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I would have benched him. I'll just tell you, the performance against Denver was god awful, and at some point you have to be held accountable. This is a professional sport, and if you don't produce, you shouldn't play. And I think we had reached a point with Marcus where he wasn't producing, he shouldn't play. Now, revisionist history, Mark, is that they didn't do enough to help what his skill set is to be a positive. But I'll also say this, he should have gone in kicking and screaming at some point, yelling and screaming at them going, either give me an offense that I can make work, or I'm going to stop, you know, I'm not going to get criticized. I am not going to be the whipping boy because you all are too stupid to figure out how to use me.
Okay, I agree with that, George.
Let's go to Vandy.
Well, I've been going to Vandy games since 1967. In fact, I ran on the field in 1969 when the mighty Commodores, Watson Brown, Doug Matthews team defeated Alabama. So I've been going for a long time, George. And I feel like that this team has quit on Mason, and I think that's a reflection upon the head coach because he's the leader. And I think that we're headed for a 2-10 season, and I think Malcolm's going to have to let him go. He was quick to let our basketball coach go, and he's going to have to let Mason go.
Watson, do you think they quit on him Saturday?
They sure weren't ready to play. It's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they quit on Derek, but that was just, that did not represent Vanderbilt football. My hope, Mark, is that we'll see a difference as the season goes on, or maybe even Saturday, and they'll come back and play hard. And disappointing thing to me was that. It's just that they just did not represent Vanderbilt football Saturday. That was embarrassing, and I know it's killing Derek too. I'm just not going to go there yet, guys, till I see what happens the rest of the year. I think they can come back. You can have a bad game. You can come back and have a good game. Let's hope and pray that we come back. Now, we really hadn't played well all year. It wasn't real good at with Northern Illinois either. So, Mark may be right. Mark may be right. Excuse me, Mark. I'm sorry.
Well, I think everybody likes Coach Mason.
Yep.
I think he's a good person. But the players are not responding. And you know we have better talent than UNLV. So, if we have better talent, we got to point to the coaches.
Well, let me point in one direction that has to change immediately. Pinckney is a load as a tight end, and he's become missing in action. He is MIA, and he should be furious that staff has done so little to get him the ball. That's their fault. He is too good a talent to be having the kind of production he's having. That's the first thing I would do. That would be one of the first things going into the Missouri game. Pinckney becomes part of their offense again. Case closed.
Well, I agree with that, George. There's no reason he needs to touch the ball. He needs to be our primary go-to, and then Lipscomb our secondary go-to.
Mark, I got to run. I appreciate your call.
See you, George.
Watson, what would you do real quickly before I go to Tony on line three? By the way, got a line open, 844-5600 is the number. Tight end, how would you guarantee this guy some touches?
Well, there's all kind of different tight end pass patterns that you can run. And the other thing, he looks athletic enough to me to put him out in space and throw him the ball, let him run some routes from space. I'm not talking about bubbles and those little quick screens. I'm talking more of option routes and things they could do with him. He's got to be, not to go back, but before the season ever started, I said this offense doesn't need to be a system. It needs to be how are we going to get the ball to these guys. And that's what I don't think has happened is they haven't gotten the ball to those guys, and they're not giving them near enough opportunities to make plays. George, there's no way we're not going to get a ton better on defense. If this season's not going to get any better, or it will, let's say it this way, the season will get better as the offense goes. If they don't make some changes there, and and get better on offense, then it's going to be tough.
Tony in Nolensville, you're up next on WNSR.
Hello, George. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
George, I got to tell you something. Watson don't remember me, but Watson ended my football career at Austin Peay. I played.
That's not good, Tony. That's not good, buddy.
Bruce Donnelly, and when Watson was hired, he come up there, and I was a punter. I was a kicker, so everybody thinks we're squirrely anyway. And I went to Watson. I was wanting to reestablish myself, come back into the program and things. Things didn't work out extremely well with me and Boots. I played on the championship team and of 77 and went into 78 year. But then Watson comes in. I go to talk to Watson one day, and I said, Coach, here's my situation. He said, Tony, you look like a fine young man. I believe you're a hell of a kicker, but you don't fit in our program. And I took that with heart. It killed me at the time. But, Watson, I still love you. I had to tell that story.
Tony, I'm Watson, sorry, man. I do not remember that one now. Great. You got me.
Watson went on.
I'm lost for words on that one. I'm telling you.
Watson went on to coach Austin Peay two years. Boots was up there 2 years. We had a great program those 4 years. And what I'm calling about also is Watson, our Austin Peay governors, are now ranked number 19 in the country, won two Tony, big that's... games in back-to-back weeks, and got a big game coming in here against TSU Saturday.
You're dead on, buddy.
TSU's homecoming. And, you're
dead on.
Go ahead, Watson.
I'd say you're dead on. Will Healy did a great job of leaving players there, and you've got a good football coach. You hired a good man.
That's true. Well, we all do. And you know what, George? Touching on this, a lot of people are talking about Mississippi State having struggled down there. Well, Mississippi State's offensive coordinator of last year is Austin Peay's head coach this year. So something to think about there, guys. Just want to throw that in there. Love the show. Listen to it every day, and I'll listen to it. And love the underdog pick, too. I'm going to let y'all go.
Thank you.
I still love you, buddy.
Thanks, Tony. I'm sorry, man, even though I don't remember it.
Bye-bye.
You cut a punter?
He's got me, babe. I don't know. I guess I did.
Well, I mean, go back to the song that I had for Watts. Gonna cut him down. God's gonna cut him down.
Wow.
There you go.
Jay, I'm getting it today, man. I'm telling you.
Terry, are you not shocked by this development?
I am shocked by this development. It's amazing.
I mean, do you want him as a Yankee fan?
Sure.
Sooner or later, Watson will cut you down.
Wow. Oh, that was bad.
Boy, this is so bad because I can't deny it. I sure don't remember it, but I sure can't deny it. So I guess I just got to bend over and take it. I don't know.
Watson. Will Healy, by the way, that was certainly descriptive. Will Healy will be at Western Kentucky this Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. They do play him, don't they?
Yeah. He's found that Charlotte job to be a real it's going to be a real challenge to turn that around. They were not very good when he got there. They've struggled this year. But you're right about one thing. He left Austin Peay in a talent level that they're not used to.
No, I've had other coaches tell me that have seen them play or played against them already, and said the talent level is about as good as it's been there in a long while.
I think we need to go to a break. I guess we do, don't we? 3:47 is the time. If you do want to get in, we can take another phone call or two after the break at 844-5600, and if you'll call now, we'll get to you really quick. 844-5600, whatever's on your mind, share it with us here on the George Plaster Show, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Let's say hello to my buddy and former 1977 BGA classmate, James Warren. He's now the owner of Sir Speedy in Berry Hill. James, let's talk a little mailing services.
We do mailing for all kinds of folks, George. And I will say, if a business needs to boost sales or drive customer loyalty, they can talk to us. We'll have it covered. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. Basically, all you have to do is share your goals with us, and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us at rates cheaper than you can mail things.
Give me the particulars.
So our email address is print@SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. You can find us online at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com or give us a call at 615-832-9511. We've got you covered.
Hello, I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
And I'm Craig Light.
And I'm Greg Pogue, and we're inviting you to join us every Saturday morning at 8 for the 8th season of Prep Football Talk right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
That's right. Every Saturday morning, we'll get you caught on the action from the previous Friday night game.
And interview one of the top football prospects in the Mid-State and their head coach.
Plus, we'll take a trip down memory lane with our Prep Football Legend of the Week.
Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Springs, U.S. Army, Sam's Place and Sports Grills, Long's Insurance, and Speedway Motors.
We've had some fun this afternoon. 3:52 is the time. I'm not sure necessarily that Watson has thought it was as much fun as we have, but I think he'll get over it. Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Give me tonight UCLA and Stanford play, and Chip Kelly has been, in the time he's been at UCLA, this has been a disappointment. I want you to go back to the pro stuff in Philly, and what were people saying about what he was trying to do and how he was trying to skin the cat in Philly?
Well, the biggest thing he was trying to do is running essentially the offense that he ran at Oregon, which I think, you know, he may not have had the personnel to do that. But I think one of the other things that Chip Kelly did that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, he was changing the players' day off from like Tuesday to Wednesday and, you know, changing, you know, schedules and things like that around. And, you know, football players are creatures of habit. And I think that was one of the things that kind of turned a lot of people off to him at the NFL level. You know, he went to the 49ers and then he washed out there when he, you know, was deciding between Colin Kaepernick and Blaine Gabbert, and neither one of them were very good. And so it was just a disaster from the get-go there. I think he is better off in the college game, but for whatever reason, you know, either people have figured Chip Kelly out, or he doesn't, or he needs the type of personnel he had at Oregon in order to compete.
Watson, is it as simple as he just had way better talent at Oregon?
I don't know. When I watched them play, they're not anything like they were at Oregon. They're built more on power and bigger guys, and Oregon was built just on pure speed. He's not running what he ran at Oregon.
Yeah, I know.
The offense is not the same offense that he was so successful with. The pace is not the same. The offense is not the wide open spread that you've seen. I don't know, George. I don't know why he's changed his thought process from the one thing that made him successful when he was successful was his stay at Oregon as the coordinator and the head coach. So, I mean, and yet you try to run parts of that in the NFL, and then when you leave the NFL, you don't go back to it. So I'd like to talk to him. I visited with him. We played him and once when he was there. So, I mean, I love some of the thoughts he had back in those days at Oregon, practice thoughts, scheme things that they were doing. So I'd like to go back and see why he's changed his mind on so much. Maybe he's trying to recruit to it, George, and then he'll go to it. I don't see it, though. The offense he's running anywhere close to what he ran at Oregon.
If you were the Titans, would you have sent some of the offensive staff out to talk to him to say, okay, you were his head coach at Oregon for part of the time, and you all did some great things. Talk to us about what works for Mariota, what doesn't work. Would you have done that?
I would have done that long before I drafted him. I would have sent the whole staff out there and talked to us about this kid. What does he do good? What do you struggle with? And, yes, but I would have done it even earlier in, I think, what you're talking about. And because when you draft one, you've got to make sure what you're going to do with him you think he can do. So I think that's part of the draft. I know it is in recruiting. If you go recruit a quarterback – and you're trying to recruit him to your offense, you're going to sit here and say, can he do this? Can he do this? Can he do this? And one of the guys we'd always talk to is his head coach to give us anything he could give us in that way. Most everybody's not going to cut a guy down, but you can learn what things he does better than other things. So absolutely I would have done that.
Terry, I don't know if they ever did that or not, but I'll be honest, I would love to have a game tape right now of him in his heyday at Oregon and just sort of look at the things that he was doing and say, does this even remotely look like him?
Yeah, it would be a vastly different comparison, I'm pretty sure. You know, one of the things, too, that, you know, I think we all agree that barring some sort of miraculous turnaround that Marcus's days are here are over at the end of the season. But, you know, a lot of talk about Chip Kelly, but he also played for Mark Helfrich. And you know that right now he is the offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears,
yep,
who are having their own quarterback issues with Mitch Trubisky's inconsistency. I think that would be a great landing spot for Mariota next year if he decides that that's what he wants to do, because I think he would go in as a backup, but with helpers knowing what type of player he is and was, I think he could probably work his – at the first sign of problems there, I think he could work his way into that starting job, and I believe that that's somebody that would know better how to use him.
Well, you got to think that in his private thoughts, some of this has come up. What Marcus is doing right now is commendable in that he's taking the high road. But if anybody believes this is really how he feels, you're a fool.
Sure, he's a competitive athlete. He wants to play just like everybody else does.
There's no doubt he's upset. No doubt. I'd be. He's got to be upset. But I don't think he'll ever say a word. I think he'll be out of here before he really goes after somebody.
Yeah, and I'm
not sure he will even then, Jordan.
Yeah, and I give him a lot of credit for that. What is going to happen is we're going to learn one of two things. Either he will be good enough somewhere else with some system designed to help him, or we'll find out he just simply wasn't pro material. Guys, see you tomorrow. We're done.
See ya.
All right.
Johnny Ballpark Franks is coming up next. Hope you'll keep listening here on WNSR.